In the Spirit of Medicine, the essays of family practice doctor and Mille Lacs Band member, Dr. Arnie Vainio.
I haven't been to an Association of American Indian Physicians conference since they had one in Minneapolis 8 years ago. This year, the conference was held on the Tulalip Reservation just north of Seattle, Washington. I did my residency in Seattle, and I'd been looking forward to going back for some time, and I was planning on taking an elder with me. All of us as physicians would benefit from having an elder at the conference, and the students would benefit from having an elder there. The elder would go back to his community after seeing hundreds of Native American physicians in one place, with the betterment of Indian health as the focus. I don't think any of us would ever be the same. That part didn't work out, and George had some other issues that came up at the last minute, and he wasn't able to go. That was unfortunate, as I was planning on taking a few extra days so we could drive to the ocean, drive into the Cascade Mountains, and to watch for orcas from the ferry ride across Puget Sound. The 2 days before the actual start of the conference was a pre-admission workshop for students to strengthen their chances of getting into medical school and the health professions in general. I did not attend that part of the conference. Shannon Wiegand, MD, is a physician in Fairbanks, Alaska. She and I were the very first residents chosen for the Seattle Indian Health Board residency program in 1994. We laughed and cried together for those 3 years of our residency training, and I've only seen her a couple of times since then. Residency is a glorious and terrifying time. Those 3 years are where I learned to deliver babies, and where I learned to break the news of a terminal illness, and learned to walk with someone from that moment on through their final journey. Some of my earliest mentors and teachers were at the conference. I sat with Terry Maresca, MD. She incorporates natural and herbal medicines into her practice and taught a session on herbal medicines and their use in chronic pain. Dale Walker, MD, works in psychiatry and led a session on PTSD and historical trauma, and that was eye-opening to me personally. He made me realize I've been working in a vacuum of my own making since before I even applied for medical school. When I was young, maybe 10 years old, I was in a car and witnessed a domestic beating from a distance of a couple of feet away, and I never made a sound, never made an effort to stop it or intervene in any way. I sat back in the darkness of the car to protect myself, and I was careful not to even breathe to avoid bringing that drunken wrath upon myself. I can replay that scene in my head, and it plays in slow motion. I smell beer and cigarettes, and see the silhouette in the dashboard lights of his fist coming up again and again. I see blood spray from her nose, and hear the popping sound of her lips, and then her soft whimpering, crying as he turned back to the steering wheel and put the car in gear and started to drive again. I hadn't allowed that vision in decades, and it came flooding back to me during Dr. Walker's presentation. I saw myself walking a path alone since that night, never fully trusting anyone but myself. There were other students I could have helped when I was in my undergraduate studies, and even in medical school. I didn't reach out to them, and several of them failed. Maybe things could have been different. Eric Brote, MD, is just a relatively few years out of residency. He is working with the We Are Healers project to use videos and the internet to reach out to our youth and get them interested in health careers. He showed a series of short and powerful videos showcasing American Indian doctors working and also doing things outside of medicine so others can get a glimpse into the lives they could have. You can search We Are Healers on the internet and find the videos and make sure the young people in your lives see them. They filmed me in late September of that year. I was struck by how much difference even just a short conversation could have with someone uncertain if becoming a doctor is the right thing to do or if it's too difficult to even dream the dream. I sat with the former director of the Indian Health Service, and she told me I need to reach farther and my words need to reach a bigger audience, and I will be working to that end. Judith Cower, MD, is one of our physicians, and she is one of the leaders of the Spirit of Eagles Cancer Prevention and Education Initiative out of the Mayo Clinic. I renewed my commitment to working with her in any way I can. Their long-term goal is to reduce cancer health disparities by maintaining and expanding tribal community networks. They had a powwow on Saturday night of the conference. Peter Talbot, MD, stopped by to catch up with any residents or other doctors he may not have seen for a while. He had been at the Seattle Indian Health Board for 38 years and was one of my primary teachers as I was becoming a doctor. On days when I'm late to clinic, I tell myself it's because of Peter Talbot. He taught me to sit on the edge of a hospital bed and explain things in terms people can understand and answer any questions they might have, however long that might take. During the powwow, I gave a SEMA to Tim Tallchief, the AAIP Powwow Master of Ceremonies, and asked for an honor song for Peter. The Association of Native American Medical Students had an auction for a blanket as a fundraiser. The bidding was rapid at first, but as it kept going higher and higher, the bids came in slower and slower until the bidders wouldn't even look Tim in the eye. Tim called the final offer, going once, going twice, and I raised my hand and sold to Dr. Arnie Vineo. Then he announced the honor song for Dr. Talbot, and this came as a total surprise to Peter. He came to the center of the arena, and Shannon and I put the blanket around his shoulders as the drum group started the honor song. We danced in place as everyone came by to shake his hand, and then we finally started dancing around the arena. Shannon and I danced with him and his wife Lonnie. We ended a beautiful evening with all those doctors and medical students and community members dancing with us to honor Peter and his life of commitment to Indian health. There were many American Indian doctors from multiple tribes at the conference. All of them are working to better the health of our people. Mary Owen, MD, is the director for the Center for American Indian and Minority Health at University of Minnesota Duluth School of Medicine. I live within 10 miles of the medical school. I sometimes pat myself on the back because I teach a session for the incoming first-year students. I do this every year, and I have medical students spend time with me in the clinic. Seeing all these physicians and hearing them speak and seeing their dedication makes me realize what I've been doing isn't enough. We need healthy, drug-free communities. We need to be recruiting our youth even harder to get them into medicine. We need to keep those students in medical school once they get there. We need to do that not as individuals, but together. Encourage our youth. Support them and expect great things from them. Send them to us. We are the Association of American Indian Physicians. We are healers.
Dr. Arnie Vineo's essays on life, work, medicine, and spirit are published at Indians.com. And you can find the transcript of this story and more on our website at KUMD.org. In the Spirit of Medicine is produced by Dr. Arnie Vineo and Lisa Johnson, with music by Keith Sekola, and funded in part by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.